Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 3. You're going to hear a talk about laughter. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? A common expression goes, "Laughter is the best medicine." And surely most people would agree that laughing is good for you. But is this always the case? Surprisingly, new research has shown that sometimes laughing can actually be quite harmful in certain circumstances. So what's the answer? Should we watch a comedy film when we're not feeling well and stuck in bed at home? Or could this actually make the situation worse? Let's start with the traditional argument, laughter as a healing tool. Perhaps the biggest benefit in laughing is that it reduces levels of stress hormones in your body. So laughing along as a co-worker tells a funny joke can relieve some of the day's stress and bring the mind and body back into balance. Similarly, laughing also triggers the relief of endorphins, which are the body's natural painkillers. By laughing, you can release endorphins, which can help ease chronic pain and make you feel good all over. Perhaps an underestimated benefit is that laughter acts as a good abdominal workout. When you laugh, you expand and contract the diaphragm, which also exercises the muscles in your stomach. So remember to have a little laugh when you're at the gym if you're aiming for that summer beach body. However, some doctors have pointed out that laughter is not purely beneficial, and every year people die from laughter-related problems. Firstly, intense and prolonged laughter can cause heart problems in people with existing conditions. There are cases of fatalities in people with heart rhythm disturbances as laughing so hard caused their hearts to stop. What's more, the quick inhalation in laughter can cause foreign bodies to be accidentally breathed in, leading to asphyxiation in the most serious examples. Finally, the irregular breathing in laughter can lead to fainting, as people lose consciousness and collapse when they can't get enough oxygen because they're laughing so much. Overall, it should be remembered that these drawbacks are quite minimal. Indeed, the doctors who carried out this study admitted that laughter in any form carries a very low risk of harm and is almost entirely beneficial. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what advantages and disadvantages of laughing the speaker gives. Are you ready? A common expression goes, "Laughter is the best medicine." And surely most people would agree that laughing is good for you. But is this always the case? Surprisingly, new research has shown that sometimes laughing can actually be quite harmful in certain circumstances. So what's the answer? Should we watch a comedy film when we're not feeling well and stuck in bed at home? Or could this actually make the situation worse? Let's start with the traditional argument, laughter as a healing tool. Perhaps the biggest benefit in laughing is that it reduces levels of stress hormones in your body. So laughing along as a co-worker tells a funny joke can relieve some of the day's stress and bring the mind and body back into balance. Similarly, laughing also triggers the relief of endorphins, which are the body's natural painkillers. By laughing, you can release endorphins, which can help ease chronic pain and make you feel good all over. Perhaps an underestimated benefit is that laughter acts as a good abdominal workout. When you laugh, you expand and contract the diaphragm, which also exercises the muscles in your stomach. So remember to have a little laugh when you're at the gym if you're aiming for that summer beach body. However, some doctors have pointed out that laughter is not purely beneficial, and every year people die from laughter-related problems. Firstly, intense and prolonged laughter can cause heart problems in people with existing conditions. There are cases of fatalities in people with heart rhythm disturbances as laughing so hard caused their hearts to stop. What's more, The quick inhalation in laughter can cause foreign bodies to be accidentally breathed in, leading to asphyxiation in the most serious examples. Finally, the irregular breathing in laughter can lead to fainting, as people lose consciousness and collapse when they can't get enough oxygen because they're laughing so much. Overall, it should be remembered that these drawbacks are quite minimal. Indeed, the doctors who carried out this study admitted that laughter in any form carries a very low risk of harm and is almost entirely beneficial. Now tell me what advantages and disadvantages of laughing the speaker gives. You have 1 minute to talk.